Hashemah, but the Chacham Vein Barosho, you know.
Tchumin
we have to get to. Yes, Tchumin, I'll discuss a little bit of Tchumin today, but there's Tchumin.
Okay, we're live.
Right, okay. Vav. I mean, I did Aleph yesterday, I just want to go over a little bit because the Simon builds. So, Mishai Abedarech, this is merely Hishik Lo Abedarech. The Nafkaminas are going to be, again, talking about them is talking about someone who was, you know, walk, you know, traveling into a city, and he has an animal, and he realizes it got dark. Now, what they do say, the first of all, that Ben Ashmasho, this is talking about the Mamish after Tzeis. Ben Ashmasho's, it's much more makel, and they let them, you know, they let him go in, you know, you can walk in, because it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, you have like, 13 minutes, something like that, I don't know, Lakula, and the reason that there's a heter is this person's ball of a mono. He has all the stuff with him. He's going to carry anyway. So we bachted him to go ahead and to do certain shvus to shvus, certain isurim, the rabbanon maybe, which matter in a certain way in order to see he wouldn't do malacha. Another case would be now more in the game nowadays. As I said, the person's driving a car, and he realizes it gets dark, you know, or something. I remember. It was a couple months ago, I don't know, whatever, right outside the, I was walking to shul, right outside the car over here on Lowe's, there was a couple ladies were driving down, so I told them, shit. And they like, I saw them pull the car over, they didn't know what to do, I came back later, wasn't there. The question is, what do you do in that case? You know, you blow away, you leave my car here, you know, whatever. There's also in the Kudah, but getting on the plane, you know, getting off a plane, it's not so much over here, but well, it's also Nogea. If you and also it's like the Eruv falls on Shabbos. I was in a place like that. And people like they said the Eruv fell, or so I was walking with someone. They were carrying stuff for a kid. Oh, the Eruv fell. So there's also the same type of thing because here you know you're carrying this. So what are you allowed to? These are all like the same types of thing. What are you allowed to do? So Mishai Baba Derech Hakidosh Shalav Hayom Hayu Imamos. He has a bunch of money. Yeshu Chamoro, and he has a donkey. Gam Yish Imo Eni Yehudi, and he has a. He has a guy walking with him. Lo yaniach kisa al chamaro. He shouldn't use the chamor. So he has a mitzvah of shvisas behema. Again, most people aren't oisik with behemas nowadays, so it's less of an issue. But it is shvisas behema. Right? Let's say you have a dog and you want to hear it. You know, put it in your mouth and carry it. You have that's the same type of thing. Ela noisin kisa leini yehudi lo lichalo motzi shabbos locha b'menu and give it to a guy if he's trustworthy and. And he'll give it back once he Shabbos. I feel him also lo scharal ze. Even he has to, you know, pay him money. Avo bisha nasna lo mich chashecha mutter. He can even do it after chashecha because it's better that he get amir la'akum then he's gonna come to go ahead and carry it himself. No, in matzah mitzia. But if he found a mitzia, eino yachal litna le'ino yehudi. He can't tell a goy. Look, you know, there's a mitzia here. Pick it up for me. Elin kein bala yadav boi yoyim. Hashna havik kikiso. Because then. It doesn't mean like kisa, he's had like a ton of money, you know, whatever, anything that's in his hand from before Shabbos. Im ein imo ein Yehudi, if he does not have a goy with him, anichal chamor, then he can put it on his chamor. I shuvis es behema. So let's see. Leishol yechayev ishum mechamer shmanigas a chamor. Mechamer is a lav of Shabbos. It's not. There's no misa on it, but it's a lav to go ahead and make an animal go carry stuff from Rishus Arabim. Iika akira b'hanocha. If the animal standing still. And it starts walking and then stopping. That's a kira v'hanacha. Manicha la'achra she'akra yaberega l'aleches. Then you, once it starts walking, you can't tell it to walk. But once it starts walking, you can go ahead and put it on top of the donkey. So in the case of a dog, it will be more complicated because you can't put it on the dog when he's walking. He has to throw it up in the air and he catches it. I don't know, that could be. Love akira here. Then there's no akira. So if there's no akira v'anacha, then it's the rabbanon. Shiomedes knows lehemena, but when it stops, you take it off so that it wasn't really over an isif. As long as it's walking, then it's already, you know, that's already much less of a problem. Then, if it starts walking again, you put it back on. Yesh oimim shetzarech lezar min lanhiga b'kol ram. You don't shout it, go, go, go. Kozman shakis aleha, because that might be mechamer. Agav hula yirkov al chamor el yelich b'rav. You can't ride on it, obviously. It's mishtamish b'al chai. He has to walk next to it. Ve'im hu tzarech lotzei schutz atchom. He should be siyar min aliste im ashar sakana. But let's say he had to run out because of some sakana or whatever the reason is. If he's going on a sakana, it's mutter to mishtamach behema to go ahead and to escape something happening. You know, if it's a sakana, he's allowed to. You know, it's the rabbanon. You're allowed to ride an animal to escape. Now let's say he has a chamor and or a cheresh, no, not all three, I guess, you know, whatever, a cheresh or a shote or a katan walking with him. It's better to put it on the chamor and do it like we said before than to give it to one of them because and for a katan it's called Safinale, you're making him do an iser, so that that, you know, that would be a problem. Who again? Let's say a person is walking to shul and there's no eruv, and he realizes that he has something in his pocket, a sitter, something in his pocket, a sitter. You shouldn't give it to his kid to take it to shul. Let's say he has a cheresh and a shoyte, you know, the shoyte, they give it to the shoyte. Vishein lo das klal, cheresh has some das. Again, I'll get into all the different clothing of cheresh. There's different makamos, there's different nafkaminas about what functioning level he has. Obviously, if he person, you know, has implants and stuff, it's a different din. Cochlear implants could be hizad cheresh. Depends on nagia to which halachas. They might be, you know, by kiddushin and things. There might be more machmir. There's different areas where things are more machmir and not. And this over here, a cheresh definitely has more. Even if it's a full cheresh, you know that he can't hear, he can't speak, and whatever. Then that he still give it to a shoyte because the shoyte has no das. Fisha ain't no das klal. Shoyte of a katam, and the getter of a shoyte is someone who, because I'll say you give him a piece of fruit and he throws it. You give him a rock and he keeps it. Meaning he has no. I don't hear a guy has no. No clarity at all. There are people who are eating, who are like baini, and there's, you know, it comes to gittin, there's a case where Moshe talks about the guy who thought he was Mashiach, and he was matir, different reasons there, right? He said that he wasn't mamash shayta, but someone who, like, thinks he's Mashiach, but everything else he's fine, I don't know what the din over here, if it's the same thing, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know what level of shayta we're talking about here. The shaila for someone who has Alzheimer's gets all sorts of shailas, is he a shaita or not? It's unclear to machlokes. Could you give it to them if they don't remember, like they don't know Shabbos? I don't know, it could be. Yesh omen shekanoisa la'echa me'elu, v'nichu olav kishumahal. Something has to be machmer, even for cheresh shaita, only when he's walking. V'nol v'menu kishu oimed, and you take it off like Brother Chamor, so he's not over. This is the rice of a kira v'anacha, or akoponim tamponim to the carmelis. Also, we're going there. So he shouldn't be doing akir v'hanacha. Hagav adaf because shenoisin lahem shechashecha. That's only we're talking about a case where you realize it was after tzeis, or like I said, the eruv fell, things like that. But because shenoisin lahem miboyayim chol inyan, then they can walk and take it for themselves. They can carry it, and you don't have to say anything to them. Im eni moshu echad mikol elu, you're stuck. Yitalt alenu pachus in arba amos. Then you should walk pachas or arba amos in a carmelis, not in. I don't think this is right. It's elyon. Right. Sorry. The Shabura says it's talking about what you're carrying inside, going a distance in the shus rabim or in a carmelis. But to change reshuyos that the heter, it's more complex. Going pachos with dal amos won't help you walk into someone's house. Dafka kisa or mitzia sheba liyado. It's dafka kisa mitzia that he has from before. Avo im lo ba liyado lo. If it has to be something which is in his hand already, but if not. Then if he doesn't, obviously it's not the same type of thing with a mitzia. If I have a mitzia on the floor, I can't pick it up and go pachus pachus da. Oh, what do you mean it's not? This is the Ramon. It doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. Fine. Yeah, but it's not when you found something or whatever. It's only if you have it in your hand. Let's say, like I said, the case of the Erev fell. You really kept pushing the stroller. What are you going to do? You have to get home, a kid, whatever. So you have to go pachos, you know, the alamas to get home. Stop and go, whatever. It's only like suddenly it got dark. He made a mistake. Like he was driving and he thought he could make it home. It got dark. Well, Misha Yatsumi based on Shekha. Let's say, okay, it's after the siren. He wants to go ahead and drive to Yerushalayim or drive. He thinks he can make it. Whatever. Shachach Vahoitzi, There's no heter of the Rabbanans to go, like, oh, what are you putting yourself in the matzah where you're going to go ahead and get close to Chilul Shabbos? It's only something you're traveling, you try and get into the city, and you realize, or you're going to have a case, let's say you're, a case of Sakana, things like that, you're stuck out, you know, whatever, you have to stop. Now, they're certain derabbanans. I would just bring an exact quick example. Let's say with a car, right? The case over here, they're outside Shkia. They didn't know what to do. So the best thing is there's a goy. Okay, park the car. You know, because turning off a car, there's derabbanans turning off a car, driving, putting in neutral. You should use the handbrake. Yeah, there's whole discussions on Shabbos. You drive into the hospital about how you should stop the car. You shouldn't stop the car. Obviously, stopping in the middle of the street is dangerous because you know the ambulances come and things, and that's. That would be dangerous. You'd be allowed to pull over, at least to a certain degree. But you know, if there's a cotton in the area, so then you have them come and shut the car off would be ideal because that's like giving to a cotton. Your own child is more machmir because you do have a chiv. Bir Lacha says you do have a chiv of shvisas, a mishpachto, whatever you want to call it. So it's better to have someone else do it because you're achray on your own child. Much more achray for him to do malachas is more complicated. Now there's been a shmashra, so there's more room to lahakel, and they bring Paiskim who say that it's a cry also. It's, you know, chad pami, not like every Shabbos people, do malacha. Unfortunately, people don't know. It's something like, you know, there was the power fell, and maybe there it's a different thing. Things like that, it's more lakula. But like I said, with the car, like, you know, call a kid over, you know, shut the car off, close the door. If you can brake with the hand, if you can't, Sakana, you can use the brakes, but that's with that. Yesh Omrim, the right. Agia Lechotzer, also the same type of thing applies if someone lands on an airplane on Shabbos, that, what he can carry into the airport, what he can, what it depends if there's a ramp in, he can carry in, take his stuff, what he can do, these have to be, you know, investigated more, but what's allowed, the same type of idea, you're allowed to do rabbanons, it's in the airport, it's okay, whatever. So then you get to the first chatzar, You take the nambuks of stuff, matters, and you can take them off, but the stuff which is muksa, matters, sechavon, vasakim, noiflin, you undo it, and the things can fall on the ground. Or let's say you realize you're carrying something, then you can, if it's on your belt, whatever, you can undo your belt, let it fall to the ground. If it's some sort of, like mirror, I don't know, something that's also the taltalam, broken mirror, I don't know. Someone shehen koisus shemakizei dam shehen ruyan l'shabes klum fishehen meusim and yibul ha'aretz yishavru maniach tachteim karim k'sasos. You can put pillows underneath it. B'dafka b'masos k'tanim shiachol l'shamtam mitachteim. Only things which are small that you'd be able to go ahead and pull the pillow out. Well, you make doily many achol yishmer karim tachteim. If it's like a heavy thing and you can't pull the pillow out, also the nichem tachteim. If they should bevato kli meichano, if you have the last simon that's bevato kli meichano, and the porkam menachas shel yishavru, you should carefully take them off. The nichem ala behema mishim tzar balichaim. You can't leave them on the animal because it's tzar balichaim. If you have a hesed, you try to lower them down. Easy. Just agav. You see from here that the place can talk about the biltukli meichano. That if it's something you could that's only temporary, it falls on the pillow. You can, for instance, let's say you realize your phone's on your bed. I don't know, whatever. So you're allowed. If you knock it with your elbow, it falls on the floor, it'll smash. You want to get it off the bed. You'd be allowed to put a pillow there for it doesn't smash on the floor, and just like quickly flip it off the pillow. You know, something like that wouldn't be a problem. Let's say it was a tefillah on the association with a medrash, besada bechashkal lo b'neiach yodu aleim ad shemagiyah lebeisai until he gets home. V'niyish bayis samech lachomar nishmarim besoicha v'nichim sham. If he can leave it in a place which is shamor, he should put it there. Ha'isach habilos v'nechas al tseifah v'kiddush alav hayoyim. Let's say he was carrying a package and suddenly became Shabbos. Ratz tachteh ad beso. He's allowed to run to his house. No stopping, running. I mean, v'dafka ratz. He has to be running. Avaleilich la'at lo. We allow him to run because running, there's no so much akira v'hanocha. Then he should run to his house. Obviously, if he can't run the whole way, that's a different thing. He says, "Lo, keep it the less akara also the meh, but akira." Person's running, you don't see the kira of andacha. Stop, go. Person's running, it looks like it's one smooth thing. Because if you're going slow, you stop, you don't realize. But rats isle hekera, you remember, alright, I can't stop, right? You shouldn't stop, but he's going to go into throw it off his back, however, do it however you would figure out to do it, like this. I don't know what I do. Derech zvika, you throw it off your shoulders, or and then you give it a kick, you can boot it over, I don't know, things like that. He's allowed to run if he's carrying a package, but not if he's on his wallet. Some say, for his wallet. Because the Taz says, you can be makel again, but, and the Magen Avraham says, since it's not Rishus HaRabba anyway, there's room to be makel, but obviously, there's stories of the, I remember seeing Sipuri Tzadikim of the banker who had a ton of money and then realized it was the Shabbos and dropped it in the street and no one touched it. Whatever, a person is what to be machfir. I know the problem is people are always on that madriga. Someone who walked out and realized he's carrying something, his phone, whatever it happens. Right, you're allowed to go ahead if it's on, that's not the case, you have a belt. If it's in your jacket, you take your jacket off. You're allowed to go and put it down in the room. V'im hu b'shuk also lavi al beis. You can't walk into the house. Rakmatir chaguro b'shuk v'hu noifel. You have to just leave it there. V'aymer le'en Yehudi l'shamro v'im mivioi ein lachosh. You say you can't. You can ramist if he takes it to the house. Fine. I want shin yud imakis tougher v'vigdil magin. If it's in your pocket, then what's the din? Agav, is the famous machlokes of the Magen Avraham and the Gra about if you're carrying muktzah. The Magen Avraham says you're allowed to continue carrying. Depends on the muktzah, but you're allowed to continue carrying the muktzah and put it down wherever you want. And the Gra says you have to just drop it where you are. You can't if you're even you're in the house. The Magen Avraham says if you realize you're holding something muktzah, you pick it accidentally. You're allowed to just go walk and put it down. The Gra says drop it. And who had in right? So that's with that. And Motza Anarchy for Shabbos. Let's say you found a wad of money on a big wad of money on Shabbos. Also Litlo, it's also. I don't know what the Havamina was. However, Avabishiyar ben Yakdeno Acher, right? You found, you tried to make a chasta, and you finally found $50,000 in a bag on the floor, whatever. So it said that, yeah, you can't pick it up, even if it's, even Kalachar Yad, you can't be matter it. But you can ask a goy to pick it up, but you can't ask him straight, you can maramis to it. But this is brought down. You would be allowed to sit there the rest of Shabbos and watch it. if it's really something, whatever, you are allowed to sit there and watch it. a joke about the three rebbes sitting together, and one rebbe said, like, yeah, you know, I was going through a crowd, and I said, okay, you know, crowd over here, crowd over there, people over there, and it parted, and I went through. That's nothing. I was walking through the rain. I didn't want to get wet. So I said, the rain over here, rain over there, went right through, didn't get wet. The third rabbi said, that's nothing. So on Shabbos, I saw, you know, a bunch of money. So I said, Shabbos here, Shabbos here, and took the money. But also funny, and it doesn't work like that. I'm Rachel Zayim, a few minutes. The Tvilas Mincha Be'er Shabbos Ein Leifin El Peneihem. In Mincha and Shabbos, every Shabbos, we don't say Tachanun. We never say Tachanun. Makdimin li'ispalo arvis yoyisim v'masachol is a general minute to stop in Davin Mariv. You could Davin Mariv earlier than Chol. U'v'plaga Mincha, not from a Kriyash, but not a Mariv. U'v'plaga Mincha, yachol lahadrik l'kabo Shabbos, it feels arvis. You're allowed to go ahead and daven early in the Kabbalah Shabbos at Tfilas Arvis. V'lechol miyad, you can make early Shabbos. There's a whole discussion in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosher was of the opinion that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was not to make early Shabbos, and therefore there are many kehilas who don't make Mishkan. Goldstein goes like that. Goldstein holds you can't make early Shabbos. So it's better. Yoshev Hel, it's better to go ahead and start your meal early. You can't daven Maariv. You can make early Shabbos, but daven Maariv is always after Tzeis, like the Zman of Ragil, and therefore, according to people who follow Yoshev, they will go ahead and start eating first, and then go out and daven Maariv in the middle. Or they've made the 9 o'clock minyanim around here, different places where people can start early and then daven afterwards. To be yotzei that, you know, to follow Yoshev. Chopanim, it's a diyun. Mishabur also says making early is not chachila for different reasons. But the general minig is in most places is to make an early Shabbos. There is an early Shabbos, and you follow the minig of Yeshua, I guess. Rikos Hashkivenu Einu Chosim Ba Shomer Mo Yisrael. And Hashkivenu, now you don't say Shomer Mo Yisrael. Kivan Shegia Lebetzel Chafelecha Tastirenu Oimer Ufroys Sukah Shalom Aleinu Val Yerushalayim Irecha. Baruch Ata Hashem, praise to Kach Shalom Aleinu Val Kolomo Yisrael, V'al Yerushalayim. If you Taka says Shalom Yisrael La'ad, if it's Taka Dibur, you can change it. But in Akupanen, you don't have to go back. However, you can still say that Lashon after, just say the Lashon after you finish, after you finish anyway. It's a Choshev thing. Still have another few minutes. Okay. Let's start with Tov B'Tfilas Shabbos. Omer Vayechulu B'Tfilas Arvis. You say Vayechulu in Maariv Shemoneh Esrei. You have to say Vayechulu. If a person forgot or wasn't able to, he says it by Kiddush. So B'Di'evad, it's okay. We'll get to the point. After with the Chazan. But if a person didn't say with the chazan, whatever it is, verse 7, you say by Yechulu, by Kiddush, and you are Yotzi with that. In Tava Hiskil Tfilas Chol, let's say you started, you weren't paying attention, you weren't thinking, whatever, and you started Dava Atachinein, Gomer Isa Bracha Shinitzka Bracha Tau Maskel Shal Shabbos. Right? You're thinking about the Geshmak, the Cholent coming, and you realize, and you're into Re'ei already. You realize what's going on, so then you just finish the bracha and then say the Tfilas Shabbos. If Yismach, Lo Shna Nitzkar Rebichos Atachinim, Lo Shna Nitzkar Rebracha Achas, Mishar Brachos, Bein Be'arvis, Bein Be'shachris Musaf U'Mincha, in any of them, V'yish Oim, the Musaf Pesach Afil Be'emtza Bracha, because it's not, The thing is that the tefillah that the on Shabbos ve'in sheva is like we say, you don't have to say it's yotzei al shmoneh esrei, but there's a chiv of shmoneh esrei on Shabbos. So if you start saying shmoneh esrei, you have to continue because that really is the ikar chiv. But you still have to say Shabbos. We'll have to get into a bit more about what happens if you completely forgot. Im hayasavar du chol, but let's say he thought it was weekday. He didn't realize what was going on. Vehiskel adaita the chol. And he started davening chol. He started davening chol. It's Shabbos. Habele hiskel b'shal chol. That's called davening the chol. And then you have to begamer ois the bracha. In ha'yodeh shu Shabbos. B'shal kavana hiskel tevas ata. Right. Yafilu b'tfila shachris. She'ena posachas ba'ata. Right. It says yismach. Because you made it atas shaykh to Shabbos, even though it's a yismach, you don't have to finish the bracha. The chashvili could tell b'tfila Shabbos bein zu lazu. He said atah in the morning. Oh, you made dami Shabbos mincha. It's okay. The rei yachol lomer atah kiddashta or atah echad. So since that we don't consider like you were saying atachonin ata you said ata by yismach is ata is kilo oh I mean ata echad you made a mistake with that and so we are matir with that. Okay, let's say that. Okay, so tomorrow at 9:40.
Yeah, you were right. I looked it up. You were correct. It was 9:40.